ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि गुणैः कर्माणि सर्वशः अहंकार विमूलात्मा कर्ता अहम् इति मन्यते। Krishna says that all these living entities, we are all living entities, actually every one of us, the spirit soul, living entities, it does not matter whether I am a human being or other than human being, lower animal, birds, bees, trees, or higher celestial beings, there are many varieties of life. 8,400,000. Nine, Jalajan Amlakhani. In the water, they are living entities of 900,000 varieties. We simply know that there are some fishes and crocodiles or sharks in the water, but Shastra, Vedic Shastra, they give definite information how many forms and varieties of life are there within the water. 900,000. How many we have seen? Our scientists, our botanists, how many they have seen? So, actually, you cannot have perfect knowledge by the experimental method. Now, if I say, I don't say, but the Shastra says, there are 900,000 forms of aquatics. So you cannot say no, because you have no experience. You have no experience. But from the Shastra, Vedic literature, we get this information, Padma Purana. We are not speaking unauthorizedly. The Shastras are accepted by the Acharyas, great teachers. And we get knowledge from the Shastra. I may be imperfect, but I get knowledge from the perfect source. There is perfect knowledge. Just like a child may ask his father, "Hey, what is this?" because he is astonished that the sound is very loud. So the child may not know. He inquires from the father, "Father, what is this?" The father says, "My dear child, this is microphone. And when you speak through this machine, your sound becomes louder." So the child takes the knowledge from the father, and if he repeats or he understands firmly, "My father has said, it is perfectly right," then his knowledge is perfect. The child may be imperfect, but because he receives the knowledge from the authority, father, his knowledge is perfect. So our Vedic process is like that. We do not make any research. It is not possible to come to the right knowledge by so-called research, because our senses are imperfect. Just like we see through the telescope and we come under certain conclusion. But the fact is that I am the same person seeing through the telescope And telescope is also manufactured by me or by you. So machine is imperfect and my seeing power is also imperfect, then how you can have perfect knowledge? The machine is created by a person who has got imperfect knowledge. And the seer is also a person, he is also imperfect. The imperfect person is seeing through the imperfect machine, then how he can conclude perfect knowledge? This is not possible. Therefore, the method is according to the Vedic knowledge, that if you want perfect knowledge, then you should approach the perfect person. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. This is the Vedic injunction. If you want perfect knowledge, then you must approach a perfect person, guru. Now, at the present moment there are so many gurus, how will you understand who is perfect? That is also another problem. That perfection is, that I have already explained, that the child who has heard from his father that this is microphone, and if he speaks that this is microphone, then his knowledge is perfect. The child is not perfect. But because he has heard from the perfect authority what he is speaking, although his child, that is perfect. Similarly, this guru means who has heard from the perfect person. That his knowledge is perfect because he has heard. This is called parampara system or disciplic succession. In this Bhagavad Gita, you will find in the fourth chapter, Krishna says, evam parampara praptam. Imam Rajarshayo Vidhu. Parampara. Krishna is the original person, perfect. And he said, Imam Vivasate Yugam Praktavan Aham Abhayam Vivasyam Manavipraho Manu Ikha Kavi Brabhid Evam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajarshayo Vidhu. Sakalena yoganashta parantapa. Krishna is explaining to Arjuna. You'll find this statement in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said that this perfect knowledge of yoga system, as I am explaining in this, now it is not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means the generally, in this Western world, they say Song of God. So, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. So he says that this is not a new literature. Millions of years ago, I spoke about this yoga system, imam vivasati yogam praktamān. Praktamān means I said, om vivasyān. Vivasyān is the name of the sun god, or the president of the sun planet. Just like here in this planet, we have got presidents in each country. So, now there are so many presidents. Formerly, even on this planet, there was one president. They are trying to be united. The United Nations Organization, they want to unite. For the last 20 years, the United Nations are trying to unite. But the result is we are disunited. Instead of making one flag, the flags are increasing every year. This is Pakistan, this is Hindustan, this is that, this is that. They are not united. How they can be united? They cannot be united because prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmanu sarvasu. Everyone is under the control of the material nature. Full control. So long we are in the material world, controlled by the external material energy, there is no possibility of unity. There is not possible. Because prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasu. In prakriti, material nature, there are three different qualities. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. All the varieties of life, they are under the control of the material nature, and therefore you see varieties of life. Varieties. There are three qualities. You multiply 3 into 3, it becomes 9. And if you multiply 9 into 9, you become, you see, 81. So therefore, all these varieties of life, they are being controlled. Because, not controlled, he accepts to be controlled. Prakriti does not want, nature does not want to control you. Just like police force. Police force is not meant for controlling you. But when you accept to be controlled by police, when you become a criminal, then police force controls. Not that police force is made by the government unnecessarily to control. No, he is to help you. Government has arranged policemen in every crossing. They are wandering in the street. That meant for helping him. They're not for, meant for controlling him. But when you agree to be controlled by the police, then it is controlled. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani. Then you become under the police control. If you become criminal, and what is that criminality? The criminality is that Krishna Bhulya Jivu Bhogamatra. Krishna is the original enjoyer, God. When I speak Krishna, it means God. God has got many names according to different religious system, but the real name is Krishna. And you'll be glad to understand that this Krishna, it is a Greek word and it is a perverted pronunciation of Krishna. This Greek word, the meaning of Krishna in Sanskrit dictionary and the Greek dictionary always the same about this word. And from this Krishna, the word has got Christ or Christ. So, in Christian world, the God's name is there. Jesus the Christ or Jesus the Son of Krishna or Krishna. So, Lord Jesus Christ says, "My Lord, hallowed be thy name." He wants to glorify the name of the Lord. And some people say that there is no name of God. Now, if Lord Jesus Christ says, hallowed be thy name, there must be name. The name is there, but he did not pronounce it because the people at that time will not be able to understand, or maybe some reason. But he says there is name. So we are this making this propaganda, Krishna consciousness movement. Hallowed be thy name, my Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Let your holy name be glorified. This is our movement. It is not a sectarian, it is very scientific movement. Scientific movement because at the present moment we are all godless, forgotten. What is God and what to speak of his name. They do not believe in God and what to speak of his name, fame, his place, his activities, his form, his quality. How we can know? There is no educational system about the science of God. This movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is teaching the science of God. And if you accept the name of the God, name of God, Krishna, this is also affirmed in other system also, then you will be able to associate with God immediately. Because God is absolute. Absolute means there is no difference. Just like in the relative world, this is relative world. Material world means relative world. Relative world means the sun. As soon as I say the sun, there must be a father. As soon as I say a friend, there must be another man, friend. As soon as I say water, there must be something as water. But in the absolute world, the name water and the water is the same. This is called absolute. No different separation. So in the kingdom of God, the God is God and his son is also God. Everything, there is no difference between the name and the substance. Here in this material world, the name and the substance are different. Just like if I am thirsty, I want water. So the water must come to me. If I simply chant, water, 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 that will not be effective. Because it is relative. But in the transcendental world, Krishna is the name of God and it is God also. So, by chanting Hare Krishna, you are directly in contact with God. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. Directly contact. Now, if you imitate that these boys and girls are chanting Hare Krishna, it is a name only. So, let me chant, instead of Krishna, let me chant John. But that chanting will not help you because you cannot chant more than 3-4 times or 10 times, that's all. But this is the proof. And this Hare Krishna, this chanting, if you ask these boys and girls, they can chant continually for 24 hours in excess. Continually, without any stoppage. That is spiritual. You cannot take any other name and chant and enjoy like that. So it is practical experience. I am touring all over the world 3 times in a year. And because this chanting is absolute, everyone is joining. Europe, America, Africa, Canada, Japan, China, everywhere. Nobody says that this is a word from India. Why shall I chant the Indian name? No. It is God's name. God is neither Indian, nor American, nor otherwise, neither Christian, nor Hindu, nor Muslim. God is God. So, we are at the present moment rotting in this material world. Purusha Aparakitistha, that is also mentioned in the 13th chapter, it is said that Purusha Aparakitistha, where is this man? I told you to. Purusha Aparakitistha? Purusha Prakritistha, Purusha Prakritistho hi bhungte prakritijan guna, karanam guna sanga asya sadatha joni janma. Purusha means the enjoyer. Every one of us sitting in this hall, we have got different mentality to enjoy different dress, different mentality, different opinion, because every one of us were individual. So this individuality is both in the spiritual world and the material world. But in the material world, our individuality is different on account of associating or infecting different qualities of the material nature. That's why there are different types of patients in the hospital. Why? Because each and every one of them is infected by different types of germs of disease. Yet it is explained, Purusha, the living entity, Prakritistha, being in this material world. Prakriti means this material world. We do not belong to this material world. Just like a person in the prison house, he is a citizen. But when he goes into the prison house, he has got different sense, different punishment, different dress. They are also dressed differently. Similarly, we are all criminals. Criminals, what is that criminality? Because we have forgotten God. This is criminality. Krishna bhuliyaji bhogavan chakare. You will find in this practical experience, suppose a boy is a very rich man's son, but still he thinks, why shall I live under the rules and regulations of my father? Let me go out, I shall enjoy life freely. Freely, what freedom? You are already rich man's son, you can enjoy the property of your very, very rich, powerful father, and what independence he will enjoy. This is criminality. This is criminality. We are sons of God, part and parcels of God, and God means Almighty. So we have got Almighty Father, and leaving His place, I have come to this material world to enjoy independently, that is criminality. And we are suffering, that is explained here. Prakritistha, being placed in this material world, Purusha, Pungte prakriti janana guna. He's enjoying, but the enjoying the quality of the more some material nature. Just like a tiger, he's also enjoying. He's thinking, I'm very strong. I've got so power, so much jaws and necks. I can jump over any animal and immediately. He's pleased in that position. But you know, the tiger or the lion, they are so unfortunate that they do not get daily food, in spite of becoming so strong. Because prakritijan gunan, he is under the influence of the material nature. The tiger may be very powerful, but he remains always hungry. Very powerful. Because the other animals, they know that in that corner of the forest there is tiger, nobody goes. Where he can get food? Hardly, chance by chance, he gets one animal and jumps over it. This is called prakritijan guna. He thought by becoming tiger, I shall be very much proud of enjoying. But prakriti says, no sir, he cannot get any daily food. That is not possible. Therefore, prakriti kiramanani gunai karmanisa. Here, the so-called tiger, so-called big man, just like in America, the president is a big man. But now he's put into such a condition that is full of anxiety. At any moment he may be kicked out. This is the position. You cannot be happy either as President Nixon or tiger or cats and dogs or human being or Lord Brahma. That is not possible. That is not possible. You must be full of anxieties. Because this is unnatural life. To understand that I am this body, this is foolishness. I am not this body. I am the soul within this body. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi. Dehi. The proprietor of the body, just like you are the proprietor of your shirt and coat. You are not shirt and coat. You are the proprietor of the shirt and coat. You are dressed with shirt and coat in different collars and different shape. Similarly, the living entity, it does not matter whether it is a man or animal. He is part and parcel of God. But he deserves certain dress or certain body. So, prakriti, nature has given it. So, this is going on. Purusha prakriti stha ghi. Purusha means he's not enjoyer, but he's thinking enjoyer. He's not enjoyer. At any moment, his so-called enjoyment will be finished. Just like in the Western world, they are thinking that we are enjoying life. Of course, enjoying life and in his consideration. But how long, sir, you will enjoy this life? You have got very nice car or very nice building and you are enjoying as Australian, as American, that's all life. But how long you shall remain American and Australian? That question does not come to the dull brain, because he does not know that he is eternal. And this is temporary dress. I wanted this and prakriti, nature has given me. But nature has not given me the right to remain as American, Australian, Indian. No. That is not possible. You want it, you enjoy this life for a certain time, and then again you create your desire. Now I am very powerful, very happy. Let me love dog, instead of God, that means you are preparing your next life as dog. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that at the time of death, the mentality which you have created throughout the whole life, that will carry you to other body, lost body. It is very sad. Antukale tu mans mara. So if you train up, you have got this facility of life, a comfortable life, do not misuse it for becoming next life a dog. Utilize it to become next life God. That is success. You have got advanced intelligence, but this intelligence is given to you for understanding God and your position, that by forgetting God, you are in this material world, and in this material world you are changing one body to another, sometimes American body, sometimes demigod's body, sometimes celestial body, sometimes dog's body, cat's body, tiger's body. This science is unknown. But this is the science. Prakite kirmanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara. We have got this body, that body, this body under the direction of the prakriti, material nature. So therefore, intelligence is that if I am eternal, nahannate hannamane sarire, you are not dying. Hannamane sarire, that you can experience practically, daily. How is that? When you sleep at night, then you dream, means subtle body. So this activities of this gross body stopped. You again work in the subtle body. You dream that you have gone to somewhere or in the forest or somewhere. But you forget that my real body is lying in this world. You do not remember. This is practical. So I change this myself. I am so. I change from this gross body lying on bed in a very nice apartment, skyscraper building. But I have gone to the forest. I am fronting a big tiger and I am crying. In this bed I am crying. The friends say, why you are crying? Tiger. Where is tiger? This is called subtle body. So you are changing daily at night from this gross body to this subtle body. And again, the dream is over, from the subtle body, again to the gross body. This is every one of us has got this experience. Therefore, I am the enjoyer, Purusha. I am changing simply body. This way or that. This is my position. So, one who is intelligent, that I change body, and different bodies. I am eternal. So what is my eternal business? This is Athata Brahma Jignasa. This is called inquiry of the spiritual life. This is a very simple thing. That I am simply changing body. Then what is my real position? This is intelligence. When a man comes to this position, or this platform, to inquire actually what I am, that is beginning of human life. Otherwise it is animal life. The animal also thinks, I am dog, I am tiger, I am pig. Or similarly, if I think, I am Mr. such and such, I am president, I am this, I am that. You are none of these, sir. These are all designations for the temporal. For a certain period, 10 years, 5 years, 50 years, at most 100 years, then finished. But you are eternal. So, here it is said, Purusha, I am. Purusha, I am enjoying. So, Purusha Prakritistho, so long he is in this material world. He bhunte. Bhunte means enjoys. Not enjoyment, we think we are enjoying, but we are suffering, actually. And because we cannot understand what is suffering, suffering there is, sometimes we come to understand, but we are accepting this suffering as enjoying. A man is working very hard, whole day. This is not enjoyment. You have got a car, but you are running at 70 miles speed, going to your business, and there you are earning hundreds and thousands of dollars. So you are thinking that you are enjoying, but this labor is suffering, you forget. And in order to forget this suffering, then I take to wine, take to this, take to that, to forget this suffering. So actually we are suffering, but we are accepting it as enjoying. This is called illusion. So, whatever we are doing in certain type of body in this material world, that is suffering. That is not enjoying. Because why you are placed? Because why you want to enjoy life like that? So, Purusha Prakritistahi Bhungte Prakritijan Guna. And this profit is nothing but acceptance of the quality of material nature. And that is very practical, we can understand. It is like we are getting, I get, say, $50,000 in a check. So I think that I have got $50,000. But what is this? It is $50,000, it is a piece of paper. You see? This is called illusion. In this way, you study your life, you will see if you are sober, if you are actually thoughtful, you will find that this is not my life. This is not my life. But I am falsely thinking that I am enjoying life. Therefore, frustration. Next stage is frustration. Everyone, we are frustrated because we are in this material world. The Prahlad Maharaj says, a great devotee, that his father asked me, "My dear boy, what best thing you have learned?" He said, "My dear father." He did not say father. His father was first-class materialist. Say, he addressed him the best of the demons. Because anyone who is very much sensuous, very much attached to sense gratification, they are called demon. And those persons who do not indulge in sense gratification, but utilize this body or this life for God realization, Krishna realization, they are called gods. There are two classes of them, demon and god. Those who are engaged in God consciousness, they are not god but godly. And those who are not, because this human life is meant for this purpose, forgetting our father, forgetting our god. We are criminal within this material world. Therefore, our only business is how to get out of this prison house and go back to home, back to God. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to liberate these foolish persons who are entangled in this material world and changing one body after another, sometimes very happy and sometimes very distressed. This is going. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Tatsadumanne Suravarja Dihina. My dear father, are the best of the demons. You are asking me, so I say, I have learned this. What is that? That these people who are always full of anxiety, asat grihat, because they have accepted this material world, Tatsadhu manne surabhadra dihina sada samadvigna dhyam asadgraha. These persons, either in human name or animal or bird and beast, full of anxiety. If you bring one bird, he's free. He gives some grains, he'll come to eat, but he'll look like this. Nobody's coming to kill me. Nobody comes to kill me. Similarly, our position is, even President Nixon, he's also full of anxieties. When I shall be dethroned, when I shall be dethroned. Let me take protection, let me protect. Anyone, beginning from Lord Brahma down to the small ant, there is ant is going, you stop it by your finger, you'll struggle. Why are you stopping? This is the way. You see the ants, when there is water, they carry their eggs on the head and they go on the walk up. They have also got the same feeling, affection and anxiety, everything. And the human being, or the best human being, the Lord Brahma, the topmost planet, whose life is millions and millions of years, he is also full of anxiety. So Prahlad Maharaj said rightly that, my dear, best of the demons, so far I have learned that these living entities in different graves of life, sadas samadvigna dhiyam, always full of anxiety. Why? Asatgraha. Because he has accepted this material body. Therefore he must be full of anxiety. Then what is the remedy? Na hityato ghatam grihanda kupam banangato jad harimasaya. He should give up this material, encasement, material home and material thing. He should approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan or forest. And surrender unto him. That is the only thing. So if you want to be free of anxieties, nobody can say that I am already free of anxiety unless he is a madman. A madman will say, I am no anxiety. But no sane man will say that I am free of anxiety. This is material life. See, if you want to become free of anxieties, then you come to the spiritual life. That is the only name. Harimasraya. Accept the lotus feet of God. That is the mission of God. God comes himself. God sends his son or devotee or servant. The same thing. Then religion may be different. That is not very important thing. Anyone who has preached, the religious leaders all over the world, take Lord Jesus Christ or Krishna or Muhammad or Lord Buddha, nobody has said that he will be happy in this material world. Nobody has. He continue this manufacturing of factories and he will be happy. Has anybody said? No. Back to home, back to God, then he'll be happy. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Back to home, back to God. We have to speak many things. We have got books to try to understand. And prepare yourself next life to go back to home, back to God. This is the business of human life. All other business is simply useless waste of time. Thank you very much. But the spirit soul is there. Just like if anyone relative dies, father dies, take for himself. He is crying, my father is gone, my father is gone. But while your father is gone, your father is here sleeping. No, he is gone. But did you see how he has gone? Have you got the eyes? How he has gone? But you don't see. You always saw this material body, flesh. So, as the spirit soul is not flesh, but you can understand that spirit soul has gone. So, in our present experience, we see this flesh or mental concoction. But spiritual understanding is different. That you have to do when you are spiritualized. Therefore it is said, Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navavid Grahyam Indriyai. Indriya means senses. You cannot understand God by your present senses or Godly, kingdom of God. Sevar Mukhi Hi Jivhalo Sameva Svarata. But if you engage your service beginning with the tongue, then God reveals. God reveals means He reveals His kingdom, Himself. That these boys are after God. It is not that I have shown Him God, but they are realizing, understanding. Otherwise, they are not so fool, they will waste time. They are understanding, but it is not a subject matter to be seen like this. Neither you have got the eyes to see, neither God or His kingdom is visible in that way. It is to be realized. Revelation, that is called a revelation. But if you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, everything will be revealed to you. This is the problem. Understand past, future, everything, present. That is spiritual consciousness. Yeah. Just like Krishna says, I know past, present and future. Similarly, when you also become pure, purified in Krishna consciousness, you will also know past, present and future. Moses.
Yes.
They are representative of God. That's nice. No, that can be explained. Just like there is Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean, and you are a drop of it, that's all. The quality is the same, a drop of Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, and the ocean, if you test the drop, a small drop, it is salty, you can understand that the ocean is also salt. But the contents of salt, that is very small, and the contents of salt in the ocean, that is very big, that you cannot imagine. It is like that. God is like you and me, a person. But He is Pacific Ocean, we are drop. That's all. Yes? Yes. What is your question, please? In this gentleman? Yeah? doctrine.
He wants to know what the doctrine of Krishna consciousness is.
Krishna consciousness means that you are part and parcel of Krishna or God, you being separated. I have already explained. You are suffering in this material world. So you back to your father, go back to your father and be happy. That's all. Is to love God, and because we are missing God, we are loving this thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, and frustration. That very love which is reserved for God, we are applying it in this material world. I love my country, I love my society, I love my family, I love my dog, I love, but I am missing whom to love. That is the point. I am placing my love in so many things and I am becoming frustrated. So when we understand the love is meant for God, that is our perfection of love. And if you love God, then you love everything. That is perfect love. Without loving God, just like you are the son of your father, so when you love your father, naturally you love your brothers also. Because you know my father will be pleased. This is love. That universal love can be possible when you actually love God. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu. In material platform, that is not possible. But a devotee, pure lover of God. He loves everyone. Just like we are. Because we have tried to love God, therefore we are wandering, touring all over the world. And the same message, please try to love God. We have no other message. Because we have understood to some extent that without love of God, they are suffering. So they will be happy when they begin to love God. This is our mission.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says that Krishna does not want us to come to this world to become under the external energy. Why then are we here?
The question was, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a scripture that we study, it says that Krishna did not want us to come to this material world. The question is, if Krishna did not want us to come, why are we here?
Yes. You force Krishna to allow you to come. Just like sometimes a child forces the father. Father says, my dear son, do not do this, do not go. But he insists, I must. All right, you go at your ease. That's all. And you suffer? What can be done? Because you are son of God, God has got independence, full independence, almighty. Therefore, you have acquired the quality of your father. You have got little independence. The God does not interfere with your little independence. If you persist that I must go and enjoy independently, so God says, all right, you can go. This is the case. You have to take sanction. That is a fact. But when you persist, God sanctions. And you come and enjoy. Beginning from Lord Brahma, down to the worms in the stool, gradually, according to your work, according to your desire, you manufacture your different types of body. and enjoy and suffer. That's all. That is explained. Prakritistho hi bhunkti prakriti jana guna. Reaction is entangled him. Different types of punishment. Not enjoyment, but punishment. So in this way, being punished in different types of life, when we come to the sense, that sense can come in human form of life. When you understand that I have traveled through, transmigrated from many species of life, but every life I can see, not that I have forgotten, even if I have forgotten, I can see the suffering of the cats, the ox, tiger, man, bulldog, everyone. So I had all this life in the past, evolutionary process I have come to this human. So I suffered all these things. So when the question comes, why shall I suffer? Then they inquire. This is called Vedanta Sutra, Athatu Brahma Jigyasa. The inquiry of God begins. That is human life. Yeah.
Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that when there is a decline in true religion, when the evil increases in the world, that he manifests himself in a body, in a human body, and comes to earth to rescue the human beings from their own delusion.
Yeah.
Now, these conditions exist today. Is he here in a human form or is he still to come?
Yeah, God has already come.
In what form?
In the form of name, Hare Krishna.
No, he says he manifests in a human form.
God has human form and God is everything. So, if he comes in the form of sound, where is your objection? But God is everything. He can come as a human being or he can come in the form of sound also. Because what is this human being? You are seeing a human being, this flesh, that is combination of matter. Combination of matter, earth, water, fire, air, ether, this is combination. What you are seeing, your eyes are also the combination. But the sound is ether. So if you accept earth as the form, what is your objection to accept ether? Because they are all material.
There are two objections. One is that he says, I manifest in a human body, such as we have here.
So,
and also,
that requires little intelligence, that anyone who is preaching the holy name of God is also God. Anyone who preaches the glories of God is also God.
Are you God?
I am servant of God.
But are you preaching the holy name of God?
Yes, that is my business.
But then by your own words you are God.
But that does not mean I am God, but I am equal to God. Or at least you should see like that. That is explained. A guru, that is explained. Sakshad haritena samasta shastrei ruktas tathabhav bateva sadvi kintu prabho japriya evatasya bandhi gurasri charanaravindam. Guru's position is like this. What is that? Sakshad Hari is God. Sakshad Hari. How is Hari? God. Now, samasta shastrai, in all revealed scripture, it is explained that Guru, the servant of God, the son of God, the preacher, is God. Sakshad Hari tena samasta shastrai rukta, it is said. Tatha bhavata eva sadvi. Those who are intelligent, they accept like that. Then next line is, kintu. Why he is God? Kintu prabhoja priya evatas. He is God because he is very, very dear to God. As I said, the absolute word, God and a person very dear to God, he is also. But he does not think that he is God. He knows that he is servant of God. It requires little intelligence, spiritual intelligence, the absolute. How the servant of God and God is the same.
She wants to know about believing in the Holy Bible.
Why not? It is holy, God's message. Why should I not believe? If you want to become a drunkard, you mix with the people who drink. Then you drink little, 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 and then you become a big drunkard. Similarly, if you have got a little sense that I shall understand what is God, this is very much qualification. If anyone only wants sincere, that I will understand what is God, then your drinking business begins immediately. Then if you continue, then as the drunkard becomes big drunkard, you become a big devotee. The beginning is that you must be a little anxious that how I can understand God. This is the qualification. That's all. And if you are serious, then God is within you. He will give you intelligence. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Tisham satadvyuktanam bhajatam pritipurvagam buddhiyogam dadami tam. When God sees that you are sincere, He is within you. He will dictate. You do like this, you do like this, and He will make advance. The animal did not understand me. Because he is animal, he is thinking like that. Everyone thinks others like him. That is the nature. Atmavat mannati jagat. There is a story, you'll hear it, that one gentleman, he was hard of hearing. Hard of hearing. So he's calling his wife. Mrs. Such and Such, Mrs. Such and Such. She's dependent. Yes, I am coming. But he is hard of hearing. He is thinking that my wife is hard of hearing. She is replying, yes, I am coming. But this rascal is hard of hearing. He is thinking my wife is, oh, that is my wife's fault. She is hard of hearing. He cannot hear. And he is thinking that my wife is hard of hearing. This is the example. A man thinks others like himself.
Is Krishna a personal God?
Yes, God is personal, like you and me. You can go and talk with Him, be qualified for that purpose. Nitya, nitya, this is Vedic injunction. Nitya, nityanam. Chaitana, Chaitana, Nam. God is eternal among all other eternals. We are all eternal. And God is the chief eternal. Nitya, Nityana, Chaitana, Chaitana, Nam. We are also cognizant. And God is also cognizant. The difference is that I am cognizant with a limited space and God is cognizant throughout the whole universe. But He is also cognizant. He is also a person. I am also a person. And what is the difference? Eko bahunam ja vidhati kaman. That one maintains all these innumerable living entities. Therefore, in the Bible, you go and ask God, give us our daily bread. He is maintaining. That is the difference between God and ours. We are maintained and God is the maintainer. We are predominated and God is the predominator. That is the difference. Otherwise, He is a person, we are also a person. He is eternal, we are eternal. He is cognizant, we are cognizant. And all the desires and propensities, what God has got, we have also got. God has got this propensity to love Radharani. We have got also the same propensity to love another young girl or young boy. The originality is there. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Janmadasya Jataha. God means from whom everything has come. So, if there is a question of love, the propensity, a man loving a woman and a woman loving a man, that is in God. It must be there. Otherwise, where from it has come? But that is pure. And here it is impure on account of this material contamination. The thing is there, but it is contaminated. Therefore, you feel frustration. So, intelligence is the, why shall I remain in this contaminated position? I shall go to the pure platform. That is God consciousness.
Why hadn't anyone seen Krishna's universal form before he showed it to Arjuna? Why had no one seen, in the Bhagavad Gita it says that no one had seen, Krishna says that I have no one before you have seen my universal form. Why is that?
You become like Arjuna, you will see. First of all, you become like Arjuna, friend of Krishna, then you will see. Do you think you are as good as Arjuna? Krishna says, Arjuna, addressing, that I am instructing to you, my dear Arjuna, because you are my dear friend. And you are very great devotee. Bhaktosi, priyosi me, rahasam jetad uttamam. I am speaking to this Bhagavad Gita because you are qualified. What is that qualification? Because you are my devotee and very intimate friend. So you become also intimate friend and devotee. You will understand everything. That is our request. If Arjuna could become a friend and devotee, you can also become. Why you are losing this opportunity? That is our problem. You also become a friend, a devotee, and be happy, and see Krishna as He is. That is our problem. It is not limited to Arjuna. It is meant for everyone. When Krishna says, Sarvadhanman parityajyamami kam saranam bhaja, He does not say only to Arjuna. He is simply symbolic representation. He says everyone. So let us take this opportunity and become like Arjuna. That is perfection of life. I think now we should chant Hare Krishna. Please join.